Matthew 28, verse 18. I think I'll be talking about the influence of the Holy Ghost. The influence of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to pay attention throughout this meeting, this camp meeting, on what I'm going to say. I'm going to be pointing your attention to little details, and you must not be negligent. Is that okay? Matthew 28:18. And so Jesus spoke unto them, and he said, all power, and that's the word authority, exousia in the Greek, E-X-O-U-S-I-A, you don't need all of that here. Authority, all power has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Verse 19 is very important for me. He said, because of this, that is, go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation. Is that what's in your Bible? Come on, is that what's in your Bible? Eh? You go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation. Again, we said we're talking about what? The influence of the Holy Ghost, alright. Or the influence of the Spirit, anyone you like. So it says, go and make disciples of every nation. Now, Jesus, the background of the statement is that he's talking, as it were, with the resurrection as an advantage. Is it making sense? So, he's talking at the back of the resurrection. That is, because of the resurrection, I'm telling you that all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Of course, that's why in the book of Revelation you will see the boasting of the Christ. I have the keys of hell and death. No, that's upon the resurrection. Is it making sense? Because he defeated death by dying. He defeated sin. The wages of sin is death. And so man ought to die. He ought to die the death. And so Jesus took your place and I, and he said, what I did for him. Or, better put, I did as you. So, he died as you. Is it making sense? So, he's talking at the back of the resurrection. He says, now all authority is given to me. Authority for what? For lives. Because he died for man. Is it making sense? So, authority for lives. So it says, all authority to get every life, to get every heart, to get every man is given to me in heaven and in the earth. So, the resurrection is at the background. Is it making sense? Then it says, go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation. Actually, all nations. We are going to look at it in the Greek. I'll break it as every tribe and tongue. Because the word is actually genus, where you have, if you did the science, you know, genus and species. Remember? Alright. So, every genus, that is, every tribe and tongue. Is it making sense? So, go and make disciples of every tribe and tongue. Again, what are you going to tell them? Eh? All power. You must have heard that in the Adventures of the Soul Winner. Come on. Alright, so, you are going to tell them that all power is given to me in heaven and earth. We are going to say all power is given to me in heaven and earth. That's the gospel, right? Right? Come on, is that the gospel? Good. So, he's saying that you're going to preach the gospel to every nation, every tribe and tongue. You're going to preach the resurrection and the power it is got to every tribe and tongue. What does that tell you? That tells you that, listen very well, the gospel that an Hausa person is going to hear is the same gospel I have Hausa disciples. I was trying to talk to an Hausa man recently. Trying to preach. I messed up some dictions, but it's okay. I'm getting better. You know, but it's the same gospel I'm going to preach to anyone. I'm not going to say because it's Hausa, then I would, you get, manufacture something. No. The same gospel you're going to tell a Frenchman, you're going to tell an English, or one who is English. The same gospel you're going to tell someone who is from Malawi, is the same gospel you're going to tell the Welsh. Welsh are people from Wales. The same gospel you're going to tell a Gabonese, is the same gospel you're going to tell an Ekiti man. Hallelujah. What does that tell you? The gospel has got no tribe. The resurrection came with its own tribe. Its own culture. So, the resurrection, the message of the resurrection, listen to me very well, has its own culture. Are you with me? Hence, you cannot base your preaching or your attitude on your background. You say, that brother doesn't give. You say, why? He's from a... I don't mention a particular tribe that has been associated with that. Because that's not true. You say, he's from... Okay, let me just mention. This is from Ikebu. We all know. So it doesn't appear like it's an axiom. Is that clear? It's not true. It's just what's commonly believed. Alright. So you say, he's from Ikebu. That's why he doesn't give, but you take that guy. But you can take the guy and say, slap him. But are they not giving you the guy? Why did they order it to themselves? Alright, so he says it's from Ikebu, but no. Christians have their own culture. Don't say, my own people are stubborn. I'm from Kinikiniko, we are stubborn by nature. The gospel brings to your life a new culture. Are you with me tonight? So, the resurrection of Christ itself gives us a culture. So we can't base our living on the information we found in the world. Are you going to say? You don't say, I'm an atheist person. We used to what? I don't know, whatever you guys used to. Give not even been there. Even there. We are brilliant. Nawala, where are you from? Oshun, where in Oshun? Ijesha, area. You're not even sure whether you fell from heaven. Area, sha. I had area, boy. Ijesha, area. What are you guys known for? You say with this words. That's it. I am so. We do this. I am Christian. Is it making sense? So you can't base your life on information from the world. You have to follow God's word and make God's word determine, is it making sense, how you act. The resurrection of Christ itself has its own culture. Say after me, the resurrection of Christ has its own culture. So, we are tribeless. That's what it means. Whether you are from the north, you are from the south, you are from the east, we come together and we speak the same culture. We exude the same culture. You can't say, okay, I studied. Because by saying tribe and tongue, you cut across not just, state of origin as we call it, you cut across everything that can bring people together in the natural. You say, oh, I am a medical personnel. The gospel transcends that. We engineers, and the way we approach things, okay, when you get to the gospel, it transcends every nation. You preach the gospel to every tribe and tongue. That means every tribe and tongue are going to have the same thing. They are going to act the same way. They are going to think the same way. Hallelujah. You learn something? So, it transcends association of resident doctors. The gospel transcends association of, what was the association of engineers? Do you guys have association of civil engineers? What was the association? SESTA. You want to say your own? SEMA. What's your own? Sex Fabricas. Everybody going with this. The gospel transcends SEMA. SESTA. The gospel transcends association of private providers of Nigeria. I just see it on that place. The gospel transcends tribes. You can't now react or act, listen very well, because of one thing you belong to in the world. Is it making sense? What must determine the way you act must be God's word. Because the truth is, the world does not know Christ. Unfortunately. The world does not know Christ. In Matthew 13, Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, have? Guess what they said? You are Elijah. The world does not know Christ. Some say, you are Jeremiah. Some even said, Isaiah. You see the one that don't know him more. They say, you are John the Baptist. How dumb can you be? If you're giving an award for the dumbest person, you are going to take second. Because you are too dumb to be the dumbest. Hallelujah. Someone abused someone that was in secondary school. He said, if you are giving awards for failures, he said, you will be second. He said, why? He said, because you will fail. You will fail to be the I don't know. People can be so crazy. So, the gospel to the center. The world doesn't know Christ. Some say you are Jeremiah. They don't know him. It took the revelation of the Spirit of God through the mouth of Peter to say, you are the Son of God. The Son of the living God. And so, if you are going to base your life on what the word says, you are going to call him Elijah. Hallelujah. You are going to call him Jeremiah. You are going to call him Isaiah. Because the world doesn't know him. See, we are in the world, but we are not of the world, right? We have a song like that, Abi? Not of the world. You are in the world. That means your education, your career, you got to raise kids, you marry, right? You get married, you're going to raise kids, you're going to do everything. In the world, you can't say you want to be working in church. Everybody will not be working in church. You say, I'm a child of God. I don't do any other thing. I don't act in the natural. I am supernatural. You say, Pastor, is there job vacancy? There's no. What do you want to do in the church exactly? Security. How many security guys can we have? Is it people like you that will even do security? Tell us you come and do security. So carry speakers away. You even help them put in, because you forgot the wire. This one is the one you used to connect it to Jack. You have to get a job in the natural. Some of you are nurses, some of you are doctors, some of you are radiographers, some of you are principal, forex traders. What are you? Entrepreneur? Hallelujah. Students? That means you are different things in the natural. I'm not expecting that when you get to work, as a financial accountant or administrator, someone that comes to you for financial advice, you now say, see. The Bible says love not money. A business investor is coming to you. The Bible says love not money. The Bible says give. The Bible says don't idolize it in your heart. That's why he came to you. He's an idol. He's in his heart. You have to push the idol. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking to earlier today. Earlier this week. You're patient. And, you know, as I saw the patient, I felt like ministering healing. They were already outside the clinic. On the wheelchair, I know. I saw the relative, I know. I felt like ministering healing. But that's outside the scope of my practice. It's just outside the clinic. Except I don't want to go far. They had to stop someone from working. In fact, the kids go to Abuja. Praying in the clinic. Father of my enemies. The director said, you will fish out those enemies today. That director is a Christian. But he said, you will fish out those enemies. Is it the patients or the clinicians? Or the technical staff? They took the case. Now, I was about to tell the patient, power now. But you see, it's outside the scope of our practice. Hallelujah. So, you are in the world. You are going to have encounters like that. You are going to board buses. You are not going to say, I'm a supernatural. Supernatural man. I'm going for service. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. Pion. And then, Keke Lija. You appear in church. Maybe downstairs. Right? Or you can even appear on the stage. Say, Pastor, you have already started. Sorry, sir. I didn't control the keke way. No, you are going to board the bus. You are going to encounter traffic. You are going to run into traffic. Hallelujah. You are going to run into traffic. Your clothes is going to what's the English of core? You're going to cover it. Hook. Hey! The hook. You're going to have different encounters because you are in the world. You're going to have your master's degrees program. You're going to have your PhD. You're going to have things. You can't be defending your project and be saying, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, what's the title of your project again? What's that your title of your project? Can you call it low back pain patient? Core stabilization patient. Core stabilization exercises. So can you call for low back pain? The last thing you come and present it with your suit and everything you have got in life. How to thank God for this opportunity? In Romans 15:4, the Bible says all things that were written are for. We are written for our learning. That we through the patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. 2 Timothy 3:16, my Lord. That's the end. You wait another year. Hallelujah. But you see, you must be able to have that defining line. That fine line. It must be clear enough. Because what must be in your head is that the gospel transcends what? Every tribe and tongue. The gospel transcends every tribe and tongue. So, we can't get our opinions of life from the world. For example, serving God, consecration. You can't afford to get your opinion from the world. Imagine talking to an unbeliever and say, I'm going for a retreat. Say, retreat. What do you guys do there? We just pray, we wait on the Lord, we listen to God's word. We say, we have prayer, you know, just pray and just wait on God. How many days? 3 to 4 days. So. See, you mean you're going to just pray, listen to God's word? What's that? Can you guys just pray for an hour? God hears us nevertheless. It doesn't make sense to you. You are too used to rubbish. Your ears have been inclined to rubbish. God answers prayer. Why do we pray for long? Will you ask Jesus? I can give you a list of people you asked. You ask Jesus, you ask Paul. Maybe you know God more than Jesus. Or maybe you know life more than Jesus. Since you are only know it. You can't be an unbeliever and stupid at the same time. You should be, even if you are unbelieving, at least have some sense to respect what people do. Why do you have two downs in your life? You are unbelieving and still stupid. Hallelujah. You can't afford to get your opinions from the world. My friends say, long hour prayer is not necessary. Maybe short one. So, the short one, when last did you do it? Ask someone. He said, don't be by reading Bible too much. That's what he was telling me. It's not like I was reading Bible in his presence. I don't know why you assume that I know the Bible. I'm learning. He said, don't be by reading Bible too much. Sometimes just read 1 hour. It's enough. I said, come. When last did you read for 1 hour? No, don't use me as an example. Come, be an example. Come. When last did you read that 1 hour that is short? See, I've told you before. Don't envy someone that the devil is proud of. Someone that the devil is in, on his life, the devil is in. Last card, check up. What is it, check up? Last card. Hold on, check up. You are now saying, I wish I can. That you can be checked up. So the devil has built monopoly in his life. Hotel. He's on his life like the devil is collecting rent from demons. As they are passing, go. They can go. Show possessor for me. Give my money. Me possess. So that they are possessing and dispossessing. The devil cannot even possess it for long. They feel like it's useless. You understand? Be proud of the influence of the Spirit. And so, we said that he said the gospel transcends every culture. We have the word of God to learn from. We have the word of God to our advantage. To show us the way of life. To show us examples, good examples. In fact, in the word of God, you also see bad examples not to follow. Right? In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says that the fathers who were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, right? They said, they are examples that we should not lust after the things that they lost after. 1 Corinthians 10, I think verse 3 and verse 16. So, you have the word of God for learning. You have the word of God to form your opinion of life. See, like I said, you are in the world. That means you are going to have needs. You are going to need to pay rent. You are going to need to pay school fees. You are not going to need to buy clothes for people. You are going to need to feed your child. You are going to need to feed your family. You are going to have the needs. You are not going to wake up on one Sunday morning and say, I believe in you. That was our Sadara song that I was singing this evening. God has said it. I believe it. Money. Psh. Miracle money just appear. 1,000. I believe it. Pack it, go and pay school fees. House rent. See, I've used God's, I've said it, I believe it. What else am I going to use? All my needs are met. Then from the roof. Pah! No. You are going to have to hustle like every other person. You are in the world. But you see, you must not allow the world to form the opinion of God for you. What did we say? The world does not, they don't know Christ. They don't know Him. I laugh when I hear unbelievers during the lockdown. I think, Bro Faith, we are listening to one podcast like that. Was it podcast or radio program? And you are gisting about church and all. And you see people that, the devil has won lottery in their life. I say, I believe the church, people are just saying different things. I say, church, this one, you two are talking about church. You two? You don't even know Christ. Hallelujah. The world does not know Him. Is that what He told His disciples? See, you're going to receive the Spirit of truth. The world does not know Him, but you know Him because you are sinning. John 14. The world does not know Him. And so, you can allow the world to form your opinion. There are some people that, when you talk to them, you won't feel like serving God again. How many has that happened to you before? Eh? There are some people that when you talk to them, you won't feel like praying again. Let me see your hands. That when you are done talking with them, you just say, life. Life now also. There's one girl like that when we went to primary school. When we were done with primary school, we went to secondary school. In secondary school, now, do you know where she works? CBN. She works in CBN, and she's the assistant of the assistant of the director of the deputy of the assistant of the director of the Central Republic of Nigeria. In fact, when I saw her car, I asked her, which church you go to? She said, I don't do church. Now, what is he trying to do? He's trying to form an opinion in your head. When I asked her, what church you go to? She said, I don't do church. My brother. We don't serve God the way we serve Him. New. Last. This life. Now, YOLO. What's YOLO here? YOLO live once. Then you go, and the truth is that you only die once. You actually live every day. You will die. That's the truth. So, YOLO, can you come? And because eventually, can you come? Me, I have even told my pastor. He said, you cannot talk to me anyhow. He's not saying, I might not be able to tell pastor, but I can test that duty to that one. Yeah, pastor, man of us, man of suffering. Look at me, are you going to hell? You see, one day, my one leader, the girl friend in church, just called me. See, I should be coming to church. I told him, coming to church. You know what the time is? You know what the time is? The service is not 8:30. You're not telling me to be coming to church. Is this not 8 o'clock? By the time, they're about to ring me. Your leader. You say, he was begging me. He was even telling me that tea and the biscuit is waiting for me in church. Me, I got to church. They should have begged me that I should take it easy, I should walk in the Spirit. That day I shall consider, maybe I walk in the Spirit, shall or not. You do not say, let me try it. So you tried it, and you came late to church. Then Bashar say, why did you come late to church? Where's the tea and biscuit? Why did you come late? You're not serious. We've spoken to you. What do you want me to say? Am I speaking to Bashar very well? What else do you want me to say? Then he will keep quiet. He'll say, what? Then you come to pastor and then this is awful. And you want what kind of church is this? Why? Because your friend has formed an opinion, or in quote, your friend in quote, because it's not your friend, has formed an opinion that is not good. You can't get your opinions from the world. Allow God's word to shape your thoughts. Allow God's word to shape your thinking, to shape your past. Perspective and perception. Are you with me? So, we have an influence in God's word. Say with me, we have an influence in God's word. Yeah? So, we have an influence in God's word that surpasses our language. It surpasses our culture. It surpasses our background. It surpasses our family type. Maybe the kind of family you came from, maybe everybody used to hate each other. Maybe everybody's on their own. You understand? Work on your own, everybody, you know, also on your own, nobody cares, the brother doesn't care about the brother doesn't care about his sister, you know, everybody's getting, and then you come to church and they tell you, let brotherly love continue. If you find someone in your church who needs help, where do I come from? Everybody, or your? No. The gospel must form your perception. So, we have an influence that surpasses our background. It's the influence of God's Spirit. And one of such influences that the Holy Ghost tries and impresses in our heart is to pray. Say to pray. To pray. I love to pray. Say that one loud. I love to pray. As you're saying it, your heart is saying, what are you saying now? We both agree this morning that you don't like it. Say, I love to pray. In the name of Jesus. I love to pray. In the name of Jesus. I will always pray. In the name of Jesus. When others are praying, I will not be playing. I love to pray. In the name of Jesus. And I will keep praying. Why did you force us to say this? I love to pray. And so I love to pray, but prayers are different types. I love to pray. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. See, as you grow older, you must get wiser. Get wiser in the sense that you must always know that there are some things that the devil cannot impress. For example, you cannot be in this meeting and it was the devil that led you here. Are you with me? Are you with me? There's it's wisdom. You cannot be here. The devil will never, even in his drunken state, lead you to a prayer meeting. Oh, wrong. That's a kingdom dividing itself. And so, I must learn to recognize the impress or the influence, the inspirations of the Holy Ghost. It's prayer. You can't be praying and be wrong. It's one of the things that you cannot be wrong doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. He inspires us to pray. So, sometimes you must ask yourself, the activities you do. Of course, I'm not talking about the things you do in the natural. You go to work, right? You go to work, what else? You buy fuel, you fill your tank, you drive. What else do you do? Huh? You eat. You just started this meeting, though. It's a long way. Let me just brief you. Because you eat. And on your shirt is when friends pray. Let's pray. You do things in natural. So, there are some activities that you must check and ask yourself. Is this the influence of the Holy Ghost? That is, what led me to this? Can this be what the Holy Ghost is influencing? For example, there's a retreat, a minister's retreat for all the workers in the church, or every member of our glorious house church. And suddenly, your heart, which is normal, I think will happen to everybody. Not everybody really. Some of you don't have choice. You know, you have to be here. You get. Well, naturally, as the days drawing to us for retreat, you would have this feeling of, it is perfectly normal. Every year, December, we go, we move. Hallelujah. Right? As in fact, as you enter September, like, everybody saying, Happy New Month, Ember Month, what you are calculating in your head is, September, October, November, November, can we have one more Ember? Let's say September. September, Promember. Good, what can we do to this 12 months? And as you say, Happy December, Dirty December, you say, there's nothing dirty about this. Hallelujah. We are going to have ourselves else. It's not about SMS. Pastor, yeah, isn't this one told you? To these guys. And so you see SFLC. All the lights. You see camera. I'm like when I saw the star guy, I was expecting ministers with this tag to be fine. He should not. SFLC says, wow. I love the Lord. You are setting. I believe in. And then I come and say, like I was called Sister Becky. You don't know that I call you that. And then you come to me like the first song is past me, not voila. What kind of meeting is this one? How is that meeting will pass me not to gentle savior? You know there's voila in front. Hallelujah. But you see, you must ask yourself, this activity, is it the influence of the Holy Ghost? Why am I not there? My decision, my thought pattern, is this the influence of the Spirit of God? Will the Spirit of God influence and impress me against the prayer meeting? No. Will the Spirit of God influence and impress in my heart against preaching the gospel? No. So if it's not the Spirit of God, then the devil is working on you. And that's the truth. It's a bitter truth that many people don't want to hear. A man will either yield to the Spirit of God or yield to the devil. But you know the funny thing, when you are yielding to the devil, you will never know. Because he will never let you know. It's a ticking time bomb. You just feel like you're the smartest person in the world. Just feel like, no, now. I'm just being logical. I'm thinking well. Others are not thinking well. That's what the devil makes you think. That you are the smartest. You are so smart that you don't know that you are not serving God. I've seen folks walk away from the preaching of the gospel. It's just a few days I've been preaching. Just a few days. But in these few days, I've seen people walk away. People who were once father. People who were once, I got a brother that we used to go on outreach together in Ibadan then. He's going outreach to Foko, Kado area, all of those areas. High school in Okebola, so it's close to Kado Market. So we used to go to outreach in all those places, Liberty Road, that place after Boys High School, that Boys High School area. Okebola, and then we are going to Dubai. What's that area? You know, you pass that, you can pass that place to Dubai. You know? Is it Okunpa? We used to do outreaches in all those places. Not Okunba is not the name I'm looking for. We used to actually go like 5-6 of us. We don't have money for transport. We used to trek. We would trek and trek and trek until we go back to Osasami and Afani. And suddenly this brother just dropped. Why? Why Eric Result did not come out fine? Eric Result. He probably regretting how that influenced him away from the Spirit. Why Eric Result? W-A-E-T-E-K. E-C-E-K. Y-E-K. Just kidding. Or what do they call it now? Waskis. Waskis. W-A-S-S-E-E. Waskis. That's what took you away from the gospel. Y-E-K. He felt so dejected. He felt so... Probably because all the other people had it. You know. Had it. And that one was damn. Okay. The funny thing is, I didn't even get... I had the highest damn score among my peers, and I didn't even get the admission the first year. They didn't even get to me, but probably I didn't like school normal, but I know everyone wanted to go to school. Good, I wanted to go to school. But you see, it's the last thing that will now, I remember in church then, were asking me, say, God's plan is the best. I was looking at everybody like, you think, I was still doing my work conferences. Don't worry. God will give you speed. All the years that I lost, that the canker home, everything. There's no canker home. I passed. I was necessarily writing jam. I had 258. There's no canker home in my brain. Nothing eat anything. I just know me that we cut off. Which one is canker home? And the cocoa one. I was not bothered. But apparently they were all like that. And so, that took them away. But you see, the process in that, you must always question it. Is this the influence of the Spirit? Can it be the Spirit of God for me not to go on outreach? Your cell leader corrected you. And then you fled up. Is that the influence of the Spirit? It's a simple question that only the wise will ask themselves. Because if God is not working in you, then the devil is working on you. Is the truth. If God is not working in you, or is not working that action, then it's the devil that is working on you. You must beware. You must be careful. Hallelujah. And so, you must ask yourself, is this the influence of the Spirit? So, the influence sometimes comes through men. They will push you to pray. I got when I was growing up, as a younger person, as a younger Christian, to be specific, there are folks who pushed me to pray. I used to tell you about one brother, Lau Lukoka. We used to pray every Friday night. I used to go to Chris family. That's like a Bible study that we had for teenagers. So I'll go to Christian 4 to 6 every Friday. Then once it's 6 o'clock, I'm already preparing for VGM. Every Friday for almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. In fact, my friend was in Ife. Every Friday. Knowing that if we sleep like this in that VGM, because we don't use to use gen in that VGM, that's all this one that I put in gen for you. They are using gen. Well, they are not recording anything. They're not recording anything. They're not using gen. Can't do. So it's the water from the can, the wax. As you're sleeping. Is that ear? Close to your ear. Or on your nose. So, there's no way you'll not scream. You'll be angry with him, you still come the next Friday. Thank God for the influence of the Holy Ghost. Those who are the places I can say, I actually learned how to pray. Instead of praying 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours from their place. 10 to 5. And because we can't go home by 5, we are too young, 16, 17. You can say, since you are not going home yet, let's pray. Bola olu. Bola olu. At the point, the lady who used to go to work at Yinika, he told him, you are a wicked man. You are very young, you are teenagers. Yes, sir, you are a wicked man. I mean, I was sleeping, not that I can sleep very well, the beach is over. And he was not the only one. He used to call, he had like a band. They had a name, I've forgotten the name. Christian sisters. Sisters you want to be like. With their scarf and everything. Oh God, how I love that piety. With their scarf and everything. God. No, they are not praying for their needs. They are not praying to get money. As we preach, Lord. We don't understand much.
As we preach. I want money, I want to buy PS2.
So sometimes I will divert the prayer point. Father, even as we preach and reach the nations, Father, I need PS. You say we should ask, shall we give? And if he hears you saying that, he's going to knock you. Go! Pray for disciples!
God, I pray for disciples.
You are rubbing it. He's sinking in.
Disciples.
Hallelujah. He inspires us to pray. So I must ask myself, this activity, is it the influence of the Spirit? So, sometimes that influence comes through men. He just pushed you to pray. He pushed me. I thought at the time, he took us to Oyo College of Education, Oyo. We left Ibadan for College of Education, Oyo, to pray. That was my first time of getting to Oyo town. I think I was 19 or 18. 18. To pray in Oyo town. And what are we doing?
Oh God, help us.
Now you are crying to God to save you from the bed. But God saw the future. He said that one day we are going to have ministers retreat, 2020. And this boy needs it. So, you must yield to that influence of the Holy Ghost. How many of you have been pushed to pray before? By someone. Come on. Somehow. Let me see your hand. This must have happened. Sometimes you just want to disappoint the person. Just, oh God, what kind of... He just asks, how did I meet this person? What was I doing that day? What a day. Why did I go to that place? He pushes us. He presses us to pray. And I'll tell you why. Very soon. So the influence comes from God. Meet people who pester you to meetings. They just come. No, as long as you have before, you just be in that meeting. See, I will not take long ago. I will not spend time on just that one session. I was talking to some of you. Invited someone for SFLC to register. And I said, if I told you come for one session, and he said, you can't come for one session. What's that? Can't scatter your seeds. See, because he said he can't come for one session, he didn't register the person. No! He can come, he said, one session, Abi. One session. When? Which of them? That one session you attend will be the beginning of your sessions. You must bring in him first. I'll talk about that much more as we go in this meeting. Not today. The influence of the Holy Ghost. You see people pester you to meetings. They push you. It's the influence. You must always recognize it. Sometimes it looks boring. Sometimes it looks like that just after your life. See, what kind of brochure life is this one now? We have no attitude on Saturday. You are still saying we should go on Tuesday. Tuesday is cell meeting. let's go on Wednesday. When is the brochure? See, my prayer group is saying, before the prayer group, let's just do 1 hour. I mean, this is a good example now, yeah? And that session might change. You see? Just go 1 hour and say, what you must recognize then, if you are wise, is that that's the influence of the Holy Ghost. He wants to do something through you. But sometimes we are so lazy, so apathetic, so lethargic, so lackadaisical. What other English can I use? So concerned and nebulous that we throw away the influence of the Spirit. What a pity that many people that God would have been using mightily today I mean, people probably, some of them in their 50s. But you know what? They've wasted away the influences of the Holy Ghost. They've thrown it away. And now they're just like every other common man. That's why it's good to yield to it when you are young. It's good. It's the influence of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, he influences, he inspires, he presses us to pray. It's a year of focus ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2021 is a year of focus. Complete it. Putting all things in subjection to Christ. What that means when God told us is when God tells you that something is a year of focus, what you should know is that there will be distractions. That would have gotten me worried if there was nothing like prayer. But we have an advantage in praying. When God told me, I said, at first I said, okay. I felt like that was just an instruction for our next meetings, you know. And then it came again. On vigil. It came again. I knew that was quite serious. 2021 is a year of focus. Putting all things in subjection to Christ. That means there will be things, legitimate things, that will call your attention. Legitimate. Things that will distract you. Sometimes disappointment. Sometimes appointments. It could be a new job. There's nothing wrong with a new job. A new job is what I want from you, for you. Not a new job that will pay you less. So. A good job. A good new job. Is that okay? That's better. It could be that. I want it for you. Come on. I want you to be fine. I want you to rely on people to give you money. But it could also be a distraction. And so it tells us ahead. Just like it told the seven churches in the book of Revelation, it gave them instructions. And it's telling us it's a year of focus. That should mean something to you. It's telling us it's a year of focus. That means if one is not careful, that's not you. Then lose your teaching ministry. One who has been teaching God's word fervently. And rather than getting better, it's getting worse. Why? Because you lose focus. Because you lose God. May you never lose focus. And so, when it tells you it's a year of focus ahead, it means there will be battles to win. There will be mountains to climb. And we have inside information. What will get anyone through that year will be yielding to the influence of the Spirit. You will have to yield a lot. I think you should write that one very well. You will have to yield to the Spirit a lot. Again, we said one or such influence of the Spirit is what? I did that very well. Is what? Prayer. He impresses prayer. In James 4:2, you know, James said something that is quite serious. He said, you do not receive because you do not ask or you do not pray. Of course, he was talking about walking in love, pride, and everything. I think we have that in our teaching. Two kinds of wisdom. That's the book of James. When we explain the book of James, two kinds of wisdom. You should get that. You know, and James is saying, you don't get to be humble because you don't desire to be, of course. But the background of what is that is that you don't receive something because you don't desire. And so that means, at the back of receiving, is what? Desires. So, what is my desire? You don't have because you don't desire. Prayer is one of the ways we communicate our desires by faith. We communicate our desires by faith, through prayer. So, if you desire God's word to grow through you, what do? You pray. Else, there's no receiving. If you desire to have a year of focus, a year where the devil does not get the best of you, you must put it in prayer. Paul says, pray without ceasing. That is, just keep praying. Everywhere prayer is mentioned, it's always, pray always. Right? Praying always, Ephesians 6:18. Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Cease not to pray for you. Make it mention of you. It's always without ceasing. So where do people get ideas of long prayer is? You know what praying without ceasing is? At least that long one would still cease. Right? I thought I was in a prayer meeting some years ago. About 26 hours, thereabout. 26. 2017. Was 20, like 29. 29 hours. You know, I just kept telling myself, we will stop one day. The sun rose. In fact, the sun goes, what kind of people are this? The sun rose, the sun came down. We are still praying. The devil always gets in my head. I said, you are who? See, you recognize the influence of the spirit. I can't be praying and the person that asks me to pray hates me. I'm wiser than that. By the word of God. Even when my leg aches, I know that it will not ache forever. The one that ached last year, is this aching you? Oh, yeah, Pastor, that's what affected my hip. Which hip? Which stupid hip? Feel that complaining about belongs to our prayer. Let us finish praying and say, glory! We receive, let us just give our praise. And watch them the next thing. They get to the rooms. And as they say, prayer. I saw you now. You that you didn't like this. You. Say, you go. Say, me, no. Me, I only resisted and peeled out 24 times. You forget the pain. But you see, what will remain will be the influence of the Spirit. The pain will go. You can't even call yourself a soldier of Christ if you have not been through the labor. This is just small training. Aching knees, aching back, dry mouth is the training of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, we are talking about the influence of God's Spirit. Again, James says what? You don't receive because you don't desire. One of the ways where we vocalize our desires is by what? Praying. Because whether you like it or not, the devil has his own desires for you. So, you know what I say? I told you about someone I took on outreach. That said, let the sleeping dog lie. I've said that before. 2017, I mean. What's 2017 I said? I didn't say, we're going to cast out devils today. That's what we came to do. That's what we came, we want to cast out devils. He said, is that sweating? That was recently, around 2014. Yes, just go, because I do the same thing every year. So sometimes I'll not be able to pick. I think 2014. Akuka, 2014. Yeah, 2014. So, I knew that I said, we're going to cast out devils. Say, I'm sweating. So we saw one. Which I gave up, but I told you. Say, me, I believe in a principle. Let the sleeping dog lie. Say, the devil, he's not doing anything to me now. Why should I just go and attack the devil? See, the devil was never described as a sleeping dog. Job described me as going up and down the earth. Peter says he's like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. You say he's a sleeping dog. No, he's coming for you. And that's why I said, whether you have your own desires or not, the devil has got ready made, tailored, slim fit, customized desires with your name on it. Now, I don't believe in all the spirit. Ogiari, dash. You don't believe in spirit. Demons, Ogiari. You believe in spirit. Faith. The devil is not a sleeping dog. He has got you in mind. And so, one desire must counter one. I used to like one song. If you hear me singing in those kind of meetings. Agbara, jagbara, lo. Agbara, jagbara, lo. You know it? Agbara, Jesu. Agbara. I will teach you. Agbara. I mean, Lady Evangelist, Ogutipe. Agbara, jagbara, lo. Agbara, jagbara, lo. Agbara Jesu ju teshu lo. Agbara. Agbara Olorun po. Agbara Olorun po. O lana sori okun. Hallelujah. You know revival song? The devil has you in mind. Sometimes all he wants is worldliness. That's all he just wants. As I'm preaching like this, he has desires for me. And that's why you see some pastors, they started well. They started preaching, I was telling Broshola. I said, let's just keep praying. Abi, was that difference today? Let's just keep praying. Faithfulness is what you do to the end. And as you're looking at me, I must be on my toes. I must keep praying. We must keep doing these kind of meetings. The moment we stop, the devil has his own ready-made ones. Here it comes. And that's why one pastor, they heard that he embezzled church money. What happened? The devil's desire is coming to fruition. It's coming to pass. Yeah, one pastor impregnated eight sisters. Hey, pastor, be fruitful and multiply. You took it literal. Logo is from the word logos. Omwali. Desire is with your thing, shallowing already. Logo is from the word logos. How can you be dumb like that? So always put it in mind, the devil has his own desires. So sometimes, as you are angry at yourself, you can be asking, hey,
What is that issue related? What thing is it? Is that issue? Yeah.
You say one spirit is telling me to just bring Gary. I'm fast. He says something just telling me, just hold Gary, just hold Gary. Just keep Gary beside one pillar. Is that the influence of the Holy Ghost?
Have you desired, the devil giving you new desires?
How about Gary? I know you don't like Gary, you don't like Gary. Crackers.
Oh, no, you like crackers. Coaster.
I say, Coaster it is. I yield. Again, you don't receive because, well, you know, desire alone cannot just be, you cannot desire and wait there. Because receiving has to be active. So, you must do something. That is something. You must do something. Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't plan for the teaching to be this long.
But it's the case. Retreat, our schedules are always in disarray. Disarray till the last session. Praise God.
So, like I said, the devil has his own desires for you. Sometimes it's even sickness.
Where do you counter that?
Prayer. I'm not saying every sickness is caused by the devil.
Is that clear?
But sometimes it's just sickness. And then it hinders you from preaching. It hinders you from teaching. It hinders you from praying.
His desires are coming to fruition. But you must be faster. You must be smarter. You must vocalize your desires.
In the place of prayer. Sometimes long, voluminous, intensified prayer. You will get tired.
But you keep praying.
Why?
You are a soldier of Christ.
Put the devil on the run. Hallelujah. Some of us, what we are praying for is 30 years time. Some prayer you will pray today, / tomorrow, will settle 10 years time. How would you have loved that? I just pray one prayer and I settle 10 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust God as I pray. And so, He leads us to pray. It's the influence of the Spirit. It's the influence of the Spirit. Look at in Luke 21. I want to point your attention to something. As we prepare to pray tonight. Again, it's not new. You know, my back is paining me. Everybody's back is paining them. It's a kind of prayer that even if you have done it 85 times, when you come again, your back will ache. As I remember, shall I go and rest? Does it really matter? Whether I rest now or not. And the next 10 hours, your rest, all the rest you rested. Everything. And the one you have rested since this year began, will vanish. He's called the training. Hallelujah. So, what do I have in mind? So, when I'm distracted, next thing I go to is my desires. Hallelujah. 2021 is a year of focus for me. God's best. I will receive God's best. You know, 2021, my teaching ministry will not be the same again. What this was, I'm doing like this. No, I will raise men. I won't be discouraged. I'll be strengthened. I'll be an example, a good example for believers to follow. And we had a meeting like that. We had a teaching like that. I would say, if all believers were like you, will the gospel grow? I'll be a good example. Because, as those your desires, put them into words. When it's time to pray, needs met, deals paid, pray it too. We'll pray it. Cannot be this prayer. So it's too sacred. We pray for things. When it's time to pray for that one too, needs met, deals paid. Man, no, I pray for this, I put on my own, go pray, needs met, deals paid. Why are you in 2021? We're asking you to pray for bills paid. Oh, say, my disciple, later. What Nicole and I get busy. You get what I'm saying? So, your desires, put them to words. You get tired. At a point, you just be looking at the stars, looking at everything. I mean, you know how many colors are in this place. Yeah. Color one, color two, okay, three. I think there are some ropes. Some of you can't, you will know the number of ropes that are there. Bet it. By the time I'll be handing this session tomorrow evening, you will be able to tell me, Pastor, there are 10 ropes. 5 green, 5 red. In fact, there's one red in number 3. Is that one? It is normal. Hallelujah. You will ask that you for water. You should look at it like this. You now eat her. I eat this one. As of what you said, I like all these other senators, but this one. You most likely will like all other group leaders except the one in your own group. It's normal. So now we give them water now. Give them water now. You know everybody that they gave water. So I hope, the last 1 hour that they gave her water. If the devil now bless you, now there's someone else that is working the flesh too. They give you water. Say, they didn't give you water. I knew. They just joined the church. They just joined. They are giving old members. That's how they do. That's how they do. He said, I know they will not give me water. I know. That pastor has been saying that a new member somehow. They didn't give you water. Prayer didn't change yet. I got the first guy when we started church. The first guy I took them to pray. I took them to loot. Where I used to pray. I still pray there. Even though I've graduated since, I still go back to pray there. The place is quite bushy and quite in disarray now. That means people are not praying. You know, I took them there. And I forgot to mention, I won't mention, I remember. You have mentioned, I said, I'm not praying, I'm not standing up. I said, stand up now, sister. Stand. I'm not standing up. That's it. You know, I mean that, maybe last 5 hours was doing little papa thing. All about Shiande. Don't run, no, when they say, let's start praying. Huh? 2021, I receive. Keep your cool. That day I took them. They saw me. I was praying like this. In my probably the beginning of backslidden. I was walking like this. I was counting, I was walking. And they were running. And I was saying, I pray for my disciple, I eat. I pray. I was looking at that. I told her, calm down. Okay, sir. I was like, 5 minutes. Oh, God of heaven, Lord. When we were gone like 7 hours, men were gone. We that we started slowly, was still going. It's technical. When is he holding like this? It's not posture. He's supporting his back. You don't know. How you think it's just a strength? This place needs support. Holding rope. Some people are just, it's not passion. It's pain. If he's trying to bend. Also, you know, say he's bending. You know, say, forget, this is not the 15th time of long hour prayer. I know everywhere the pain, I know where the pain will start from. I know where it will end. I know the first song that will first go. Hallelujah. Eventually, you'll be fine. It's the influence of the Spirit. You won't die. Nobody has died before. Praying, nobody. I bet that someone died while praying before. Where people die is in their sleep. Praise God. Or why they are doing party? Party is scatter. The devil to say, scatter. Let me scatter it now. And they put some, that's a bit of hell. That's a tinkle of hell. I mean, they say, party scatter, drew through. And then they are gone. And they died in party. Nobody has died praying before. What people receive in prayer is the influence of the Spirit. And so, Luke 21, that's what I have to open to. Jesus said something vital. In verse 29, are we 29? 2 to 36. Are you with me? He spoke unto them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and you know of yourself that summer is now near and at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand now. Of course, the kingdom of God will be when he will die and be raised from the dead. Not that rapture, or what you call it. It's when he was going to die and he's going to resurrect. Very likely unto you, these generations are not passed away till all be fulfilled. Does that make sense? That is, he's still among you people. You guys will be there till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Can we read verse 34 to 36 together? Want to go? Take it to yourselves. Less than any times your heart be overcharged with what? Suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life. So that they come upon you unawares. For the snare shall it come upon them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always. Let me be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. And to stand before, he says, upon when the kingdom will come, the cares of this world will supercharge the heart of many. For the kingdom of God is here now. Hallelujah. It's in our hearts. But Jesus forewarned that, you see, there will be the cares of this world. Said it will overcharge them like drunkenness. That super felting is actually what you call hangover. You know hangover? When someone is drunk and then he starts having the symptoms. Drunkenness and hangover. That says, from the cares of this world. Then in verse 36 it tells you, watch. That word watch is from the Greek word agro, agroneo.
A-G-R-U-P-N-E-O. A-G-R-U-P-N-E-O. It means to be sleepless. To be sleepless, to stay awake. So it says, of course, the implication will be to be alert. Be alert. Say be alert. That's what your group leader will just tell you. Brother, be alert.
Yes, I am.
Be alert. Be alert. Brother, the influence of the Spirit.
I know.
Jesus said, so that it will not take over your hearts. So that you don't become drunk with the cares of this world. And again, 2021 is a year for focus. So that it doesn't overcharge your heart. Say, be alert and pray always.
Say, pray always.
So if Jesus tells you pray always, and some idiot in the world is telling you, must we pray every time? You are seeing the real idiots, eh? Pray always. That's what he said. Come be wiser than the Lord. Pray always. So that you escape it. Pray always. Pray always. So he instructs them to stay awake. To be sleepless. So, prayer puts you in God's will and also keeps you there. Some of us are still focused because we prayed last year. That's just the truth. Without prayer, you will start stepping into logic. You start reasoning. And you think you are smart. You will think you are being intelligent. No! The devil is working on you. Pray always. So that you are not influenced by the flesh, but by the Spirit. Pray always. Prayer is why we are here. Hallelujah. For the year 2021 ahead, prayer will be too important. I won't be part of the devil. I won't be part of the people that the devil will claim as won battles. No. I'm not part of them. Not part. I'm here to pray. I'm here to determine the course of things in the place of prayer. Pray always. I will yield to the influence of the Spirit in the coming year. You know, God's influence will be so strong in my life. I know as I'm preaching, it's with fire. That fire of the Holy Ghost, you understand? And I'm saying, you know, so, you believe? He said, I believe, oh. So what do you believe? So easy. And so, church service, hey, I was about to ask. He said, eh, hey, you're about to ask. He said, hey, I also want to ask, how does it take to join workforce? Hey, that fire, oh. Hallelujah. You know? Hallelujah. You know? That's what I want throughout the year. I don't want all these excuses. I don't want all these, I've been to their house 5 times. Oh, God? What's in on here now? What's in on? I put on that bed for you. Get there. Tell your sister. Tell your sister. They are not around. He starts to now boldly and look into the man of God's eyes and say, she's not around. So why spirit me? He looks in your eyes and say, she said I shouldn't say she's not around, but she's around. Come out, John. That one is fire. And the one that is antagonizing, is the one that they are persecuting in the house. Fire, you know what fire does? And the persecuted and the persecutor decide to come together. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Hallelujah. They say, they are not allowing me to come to church. Say, who? Is the person? Point. Say, this is the person. Say, come. Are you born again? That's what I want. I don't want that coward Christian running behind the curtains. That's not me. I'll be so bold. Giving the devil a run everywhere on the streets. It's the power of God that's working my life. That be my testimony. Hallelujah. It's a great year ahead. It's a great year ahead. Much more testimonies of what the Lord is doing. I won't be tired. No! I won't know what weakness is called. You have to vocalize all of this in the place of prayer. Is that clear? You must see 365 days ahead. I say, 365 days full of fire. 365 days full of focus. Nothing distracting. Jesus on top of everything. Hallelujah. What is the influence of the Spirit? He influences and impresses all to pray. So prayer gets the will of God done in the earth. Prayer is the greatest Christian privilege. Or can be one of it. And also can be one of the greatest Christian failure. I'll say it again. It's one of the greatest Christian privileges, and it's also one of the greatest Christian failures. Depends on what you make it. The first thing the early church did was that they prayed. They went back to Jerusalem and they prayed. That's the influence of the Spirit. They didn't stop there. They kept on praying. Acts 2:42. They continue daily in the breaking of word, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 3:1. Acts 6:4. We will not leave the ministry of the word and of prayers to sub tables. Hallelujah. Acts 12:5. The church continued to pray steadfast. Hallelujah. It's the influence of the Spirit in our lives. See, be careful for nothing. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. Philippians 4:6. Be careful. Let me put it in modern English. Let nothing scare you. Let nothing scare you. Don't let inconsistency scare you. For some folks, fear is, can I be consistent like this all my life? Can I actually keep up with this all my life? You can. You will. You can. You will. You will fall by the wayside. In 20, 30, 40 years, you'll still be found praying. They will say, and when you are gone, they will say, that lady, that woman, came in the name of Jesus. We don't remember we are born king for how many cars he had. That man is removed. We'll pray for him. We're still going to pray for his ministry. We'll cast for all nations. The way we pray for them, to be strengthened. He's not remembered for how many cars. He's remembered for millions of people that God saved in Africa. In the villages of Somalia. In the bushes in Kenya. In Ekiti. When that donkey was there, all millions of people yielding to Christ. That's where I want to be like. That's what I want to be like. I want to be like Paul. I want to be like Paul. I have an example in the world. I want to be like Paul. This man pioneered churches. When you say the church in Corinth, you know what that means? It's a church in an entire city. And he was pastoring in Philippi, in Ephesus, in Thessalonica, in Colossae. That's what I want to be like. I won't be that lethargic Christian, pathetic Christian in my life. Never. So don't let nothing scare you. Don't let inconsistency scare you. We have consistency by the Spirit. Anything that can last for eternal life is consistent. The Spirit of God is forever. That shows you His consistency. That shows you that you also can have eternity, strength that can last for eternity. So don't let inconsistency scare you. Don't let it scare you. I know. I want to serve God. But you see, I just feel like one day I'll just give up. No, you won't give up. You won't give up. You won't give up. You will only be getting stronger. Let nothing scare you. In all things, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you make your requests known. You make your desires known. Let nothing scare you. 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 I'm saying that again, let it ring in your head. Let nothing scare you. You strengthen the word. That's what the word of God says. Let nothing scare you. Don't say, what are my needs? The things I need in natural. Let nothing scare you. In all things, with prayer and supplication, with a deed of thanksgiving by the side, He says you make your desires known to God. And guess what? His word says if you knock, the door will be open. If you seek, you will find. It's one of the things I just love about God. I tell him, I say, every time. See, your word says if I seek, you will find. A particular year, I told Lord, I said, as you're seeing me, God, you are seeing the number of hours now. I cannot ask you for a car. I'm asking for a good job. I'm asking for money. I'm asking that souls are saved. Get in a bed. Hallelujah. We are on the mountain of the Lord. We are here to get the job done. 2021 is a set of this. We are here to get the job done. Hallelujah. Set of things. Briefly. One or two there. Based on one or two things. Hallelujah. You are going to get tired while certain things. Yes. Just like every work. But you know what? We stay there. Till you hear. Let's keep our hands and bless the Lord. You keep praying. Keep. Let nothing scare you. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. Don't rise up. Just pray. Just pray for yourself.